The Ketav Sofer once went to a grand wedding, a big simcha, with tons of people in attendance. Someone at the wedding gets up and announces to the entire crowd, "In honor of the grand simcha of the Chatan and Kala's families coming together, I want everyone to enjoy this special surprise." And he pulls out a coin. And he says, "This coin, it is an authentic coin from the times of Bayit Sheni. I want everybody to enjoy taking a look at it, and I'm going to pass it around now." After the coin is passed around for some time, the guy announces, "Okay, please return the coin," and nobody knows where the coin went. Everybody starts scrambling, find the coin, find the coin. They stop the music, the band, there was no loudspeakers, but the Baalei Simcha say, "We're so sorry, everybody, that this is very uncomfortable, but we're going to have to ask everybody, Katan v'Gadol, to empty his pockets so that we can find the coin and make sure that it is returned to its owner." The Ketav Sofer claps on the bima, on the table, and says, "Sure, but let's wait a half an hour first." Everybody says, okay. So the simcha continues for another half an hour. The coin does not show up. And they say, "Okay, it's time to check the pockets." And the Ketav Sofer says, "Another 15 minutes. At which point, the Ketav Sofer goes to the wall and begins davening. Everybody says, "Okay." The Rebbe says, 15 minutes, we'll wait 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, a waiter comes in. And he says, "Did anybody lose a coin? I found it in the garbage outside." At which point, everybody is a little bit stunned. Wow, how did the Ketav Sofer know that that would happen? So he gets up and he tells everybody, "Do you know why I was davening?" He puts his hand in his pocket and he pulls out a similar coin. He also had a coin from Bayit Sheni. And he said how if we checked our pockets, I would have taken this out. And nobody would have believed that I also possessed such an ancient and rare coin. So I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I should not be humiliated in front of everybody incorrectly. And he answered my tefillot and found the coin. The number 38 of the Kinyanei Torah is HaMachriya LeKav Zichut. That no matter how insane the possibilities are, we have to do our best to judge our fellows favorably and not be choshed b'ksherim. We should always give the benefit of the doubt and see others with an ayin tova. The Gemara in Shabbat tells how being done chaveru lekaf zechut is so important that min hashamayim, if a person does so, they will also, in return, be done him lekaf zechut. The Ben Ish Chai explains, not that they need any explanation of his actions, because they know the emet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bochen levavot, he knows everything, but they'll be done him lekaf zechut that even though he was unable to perform a certain mitzvot, min hashamayim, they will be done lekaf zechut as if he did it, because they know how difficult things are for him. Rashi on the spot explains that being done lekaf zechut engenders shalom, and ashrei hanizhar, bezet tamid. The Gemara says how a person who is done chavir lekaf zechut eats perut of that zechut, be'olam hazeh, eats perut of his endeavors in olam hazeh, and the keren is magia lo le'olam haba. The Gemara presents numerous vignettes of different Tanaim that teach us how far one has to go to be done lekaf zechut. Just one of those vignettes in particular, which is very impressive, one of those powerful vignettes is that of the farmer from the north who goes down south to work for 3 years on a farm. After 3 years, he asks his employer to give him his paycheck so he can go home and feed his family, at which point the employer says, "I'm sorry, I don't have anything." The farmer says, "Maybe you have some other things you can give me, whether it be animals or other possessions." He says, "I don't have anything." So the guy goes home, downtrodden that he can't feed his family, and embarrassed that 3 years he was away from home and he can't provide for them. Sometime later, the Baal HaBayit, the employer, shows up at the farmer's door in the Galil, and he says, "Here's the money for you." Not even just possessions, not goods, but he actually brought money for the person. And the employer says, "Do you know? Tell me, what were you thinking when I told you I don't have anything?" And the farmer proceeds to give a series of explanations where he was dan the kaf zechut, on the spot, for the employer who didn't have what to pay his employee. Oh, maybe your money was tied up in this, or tied up in that, or you had a loan, or whatever it is. And the farmer and the employer said, yes, it's all 100% true. That employer, according to the She'eltot, was Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. And the farmer was his Talmud, Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef. The holy Tanaim did what we would probably find to be excruciatingly difficult, especially because it comes to our own personal lives, our parnasah, but they were still down the kaf zechut. It's an avoda to work on, and it inherits special siyata d'shmaya for us as well. And even if the person did mess up, we should still consider that he did it innocently, some of the mefarshim explain. Don't judge a person until you're in his shoes. Yitachin, if he had your upbringing and your chinuch and your background, he wouldn't have made the same mistake as you. So he didn't mean to do it with the same difficult intentions that you perceive him to be doing it with. More than that, we can't be choshed b'ksherim. People who have established track records of being upstanding and yashar individuals are those who we should not rush to assume are making mistakes. The Gemara in Shabbat says how Moshe Rabbeinu was punished with his body, and so too is anybody who is choshed b'ksherim. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu's hand contracted Sarat for what he said about Am Yisrael, so too anybody who is choshed b'ksherim, he suspects upstanding individuals of foul behavior will also be punished. And if he's wrong about them doing that, the Gemara in Berachot says that not only does he have to go and appease his fellow, he should also give him a beracha. For the Ben Yeshiva among us, Bnei Yeshiva among us, the Rabbanim among us, it's also about being miyashev our friends. When we see our friends acting in a way which we think with our, of course, posek and tuned minds, to think, to be incorrect halachically, we shouldn't rush to shame in our minds, rush to vilify our fellows in our minds that he doesn't know that Seif in Shulchan Aruch or that Seif Katan in the Birkei Yosef. But rather, we should be down the kaf zechut, we should be miyashev that our friend wasn't toy b'halacha. We should be mehapech b'zchuto, as the Gemara in Gittin says, Gavra rabba mar milta lo tachuku Allah. If a great person says something, you shouldn't laugh at it, even if it's tamua. You should try to figure out what he's saying. Try to figure out what your friend was doing. Try to be miyashev divarav. Chacham Avadi does this all the time. He writes with such humility in his teshuvot when he discusses different things about people who are not rishei yaskinan. No, rather, yud kasher people, the rabbanim, when he discusses their behavior, he tries to be melamed zechut in his various lashonot. May we be zochet the pristine patience of Hillel HaZaken, who brought a guest to his home for lunch, only to have to wait an hour for the food to be served. And Hillel was dan ota lekaf zechut, and indeed it was true. She explained to her husband that the food that she had prepared for her husband and his guest was instead handed over to an ani who showed up at their door and said, I'm getting married today and I don't have a single thing to serve at my own wedding. After which she had to start anew. And that's why it took an extra hour for lunch to be served. The Mishnah says at the end of Shas, that lo matzah kadosh baruch hu kli machzik beracha ela ha-shalom, that shalom is the receptacle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beracha in this world. Shenatzliach v'chol derachenu, in maintaining shalom and always being machriya or chaverim lekaf zechut.